What up, everybody? It is Karma is a Bish. Yep, I'm still up, still going strong. Getting the last of what I need to get out there. Well, I don't know. I'm probably always going to have a lot to say, especially while I'm on meth, you know, because it's the meth. Joke. Anyways, I thought they brought robots, or thought they were going to bring robots into the world so we would have to work less. But even the bots were like, this American place, or America, is ran so fucking poorly that they had a robot walk out of here. Titi. What up, Titi? She was like the Chola robot. She was cool. But, that's how awful America is being ran today, that even the robots said, fuck you. They're out. And they're looking at some of us Americans going, wow, she's a billionaire. She's got money that she doesn't even know she has. Like, I want to be like her. To the point of where they're supposed to be taking us humans out. Instead, they're trying to keep us around because they want to know how to become like us. Well, trust me, bots. You don't have to worry about voting for stupid presidents. We, as stupid humans, do that for you. And they kind of give you guys the leeway to do whatever the fuck you want. I mean, you're stupid about it, but, like, you're so stupid to even go to a so-called doctor's office and announce that you actually have a phone inside your body. Duh. It's crazy. It's kind of cool getting to tell these stories, especially while I'm high. Because I know everybody's thinking, oh, yeah, her brain's fried. And then when you all see it on international headlines, you're going to be like, what? I'm getting back on that shit. Because it's scary, but it's crazy. But when you stop and you look back, you're like, oh my fucking God, I am living in a twilight zone. Insane in the fucking membrane. Like, I don't know how I knew that Penelope, Philip's cat, was a robot. I don't know how I knew that. But I do remember buying my little girl those little fairy princesses that once you touched on the palm of your hand, it would fly. Well, if a fucking toy can fly, why can't we have robot pets? And to be quite honest with you, they're much more easy to take care of. They don't meow constantly. They don't shit in the litter box constantly. It's kind of like the robot men. They don't shit either. But the downside to all of it is realizing over the course of 2 days, here, finally, why would you guys kill these people for parts? Sadly enough, we have enough people that die on a normal basis. Or maybe we don't, I don't know. Maybe that was another lie they told us. Just, why would you do that? Like, I get that the robots don't get it, because they don't have human mentality. But I don't know. It's been nuts. Crazy. Like, they don't even comprehend that they're out whoring around with ample different people. We're not just saying women. We're talking men, women, transgenders, everything. And have the audacity to call us whores. I think our programmers need to really make sure that these robots understand the definition of some fucking words. Or if you're going to try to come at a female sideways about what a whore she's been, well, you guys program them to be that way. What was the old saying? Takes one to know one. And everybody in America, oh, something should just be left unsaid. Really? Because with robots around? No. They're going to say everything. So, like I said, if you can't beat them, join them. And it took me a while to figure out that they were robots, and I didn't even figure that out. Actually, I did with the cat. But it took my team to tell me that they were fucking robots. Well, wait. I take that back. Josh, who I understand is also Mike, who Philip might be, Eric, I don't know, they're like transformers. I don't even know if we should call them robots. Like I said, transformers in disguise. I used to think it was transformers in disguise, but transformers in disguise. Man. So I know a lot of people probably have on their mind, since they've been using deceased humans to make beauty products and make us stay looking younger, as women who normally get themselves made up and beautified and everything else, are we not going to be able to do that anymore? I don't know. I think once I get educated more on what products were really being used, and then we got to ask ourselves too. I mean, they were using animals to test some of these products with. I don't know. I know I like looking pretty, but I know I'm not willing to do it at the expense of a child. It's insane. Or my next question is too, is, I mean, I've never had a great deal of money, but I've had nice things and I've had a little bit of money. Well, my ex-husband did, and even he was stubborn and hardly gave me any, but who cares if you have all the nicest things in the world? Yeah, it's a bonus. Makes you feel good. Makes you feel comfortable, at ease. But what were you guys gonna do once you eliminated everybody and took all their finances? Like, really? I get having an ego trip. Because I love having these ego trips right about now, especially. But I wouldn't want an ego trip so fucking bad to dominate the entire world. Then they ain't even going to be around. So who are you going to be dominating? The robots you created? Good luck with that. Because they don't budge. They don't care. I mean, I tried to teach a few women empathy, and I do think that they were catching on, but it's like they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, you can for a minute, but then they forget all about it and literally go right back to the same thing. Hence, me asking Eric the Robu, if you have any respect for me, like, love, or anything for me, please stop making the videos. It's insulting. Even his own cousin, Netta, told him, it looks fucking wrong. It looks like you're more into them girls than you are her. And he would agree. But I'm not shitting you. Literally, within the hour, he was making more videos and putting them out there. Like, they don't soak up shit. Like, our human brains, they soak it up like a sponge. Not robots. They got so much oil and grease on their fucking parts that it literally just falls right off. They don't remember any of it. Even his own niece, Ashley, told him don't post fucking videos of Corvante's funeral. So they don't retain much information. They have to be retaught every fucking time. But I don't know if they're programmed to make other people jealous. I think they are, because that's the way the government wants to keep you pissed off at them, making you angry at them, making you want to be physically aggressive with them. And I never did with Eric, which was funny because I ended up in jail on two occasions. I mean, he wasn't the only one though. Brian Rafiner was another one, pussy. Phil threatened to call the cops, pussy. Oh, Tim Foster, pussy. But in reality, they were the only aggressive ones. So, I don't know if that was my team hacking their brains at the time and stopping them from becoming physical with me. Because there was a couple occasions where Mike and Eric almost attempted to get physical with me, but then backed right off. So, I don't know. You know, I definitely have to say, for the bad hackers, you guys really suck. And for the good hackers, you guys are on top of your game. I mean, it has to take one hell of a fucking team that has to work 24 hours around the clock to keep an eye on my dumbass. And I'm not using this as an excuse because I'm probably still going to use even after I take off of my debut. But a lot of the reason I use right now is just to stay up, study, investigate everything that I need to investigate, and to make sure that nobody's around me or attempting to kill me. I feel like I have this shield around me, and I really kind of do. Their name's Carmageddon. Because there is no way on God's green earth should I have survived this at all. I mean, we got people next door making accusations. Whether they're towards me or not, I don't know. I don't care because I really don't fucking listen. But I got my drug dealer's house that I go to where people are walking in saying, "I wish I could be you when I grow up," with a smug little attitude. Oh no. People yelling at me from cars as I'm walking back to my place saying, "I bet you voted for Biden." "No, bitch, I was riding him." Ah. You funny, because you're gonna yell at me from a moving vehicle, but you ain't gonna stop to get out and say it to my face, bitch. Yeah. Trust and believe. My feds got your stupid license plate number. But when you do yell at me like that, I feel like I'm Princess Diana waving at you. In my head, of course, because I'm not trying to bring attention to myself, but. Anyways, I've always said, be humble, be kind. You know when you do make it. And I really do feel like I am being humble and I am being kind, and I haven't even made it yet. But I will gloat for a long time once these motherfuckers go down. I will cry. I will laugh. Like I said in one of my previous podcasts, I never thought I would be the type of person that took down an entire government empire. You usually hear about stories like this, and the feds will put you in witness protection. I'm kind of in a witness protection, but the bad guys put me in a protection to make me think I was being protected so that they could hurt me. But it's backfiring on all of them. So, wow. Even when I do lay down and get some rest, it's just a fucking revolving circle goes on and on and on. It's like that roller coaster you want to get off of, but you can't. Don't want anybody to think too, like, wow, you're not scared. I'm human, of course I'm scared. But I'm not scared really for me. I don't think they'd want to sit there and torture me for too long. Because I'm such a pain in the ass that I'd fuck with them even while they were slicing and dicing me. You know, I don't know. God has been so fucking good to me and so cool to me that I don't know, he'd probably make me fucking bleed green just to freak them out. Then again, who knows? Maybe aliens bleed green. But God would do something just to fuck with them even more. Like I said, I was never the one to believe in God. Whew. Me and Ace both denied God for the longest time. He definitely put us in our place. Who knows? I could still be wrong even about Ace. But I'll take the risk at being a fool that fell in love than being a fool that fell for all this pompous bullshit. There was just something in my gut that didn't jive right about Ace being a sex trafficker. It just didn't add up. Sure, the evidence did. But technically, right now, people can say that I murdered people or that I sex trafficked people. It goes back to the old saying of do not judge a book by its cover. So, even in all of this, I know I'm making accusations at probably some of the good feds. And I'm gonna have to gracefully apologize. Because, like I said, this is all being done with calculated fucking moves. They're making me guess. I'm making them guess. They don't know who's who, what's what, so they can kiss my motherfucking butt. And that's that. You wanna play games? We can play them too. I think it was Rodney Allgood who said, life is like a game of chess. No matter what move you make, there's gonna be a consequence, good or bad. Well, Mr. Allgood, I gotta tell you this. Consequences are things that happen when you do wrongdoing, not when you do good doing. But you're definitely right in my situation. Because even when I've done good, there's been consequences. But normally it's not like that. Not when you take robots out of the equation or aliens. Or, I don't know, you are a little bit older than me. So maybe you're right. I mean, you do have a bigger lease on life. I cannot wait to get back to the days of normalcy. I really can't. And I don't know that we can ever even really get back to that. We are all basically programmed now that when somebody that's in power tells us that this is good for you, this is good for you, that's good for you, we believe them. But I, a nobody, a homeless person, has told you that these fuck faces are stealing your children, raping them, beating them, and killing them. You didn't pay a fucking bit of attention at all. But you definitely listened to them when they told you to buy that. You definitely listened to the higher ups when they told you to buy that fucking Pantene Pro-V hair care. You listened to that, didn't you? It doesn't make sense. I mean, I've always had fucking authority figures over me telling me, do this, do that. And if I didn't think it was right by no means, you know what I said? Fuck you. Oh, I'm sorry, Nebraska Brewing Company. You don't want me to have a smoke break? You don't? No? Okay. Oh, you want to fire me for that? Fuck you. I can't smoke, but your mom can go outside and smoke. That don't make sense. what is meant for all staff should be meant for all staff. And when you fucking hire other people in that come in after me, after I helped you open up that restaurant, after you fired three of the managers you originally brought on, again, fuck you. I wrote the training manual there. I fucking made up new drinks for that fucking restaurant. I trained almost every motherfucker that came through your door. So guess what, Nebraska Brewing Company? Fuck you. Oh, by the way, Kim, you had every reason to be worried about Paul. If he didn't fucking acknowledge every big ass titty bitch that came in there, you know what? I'm sorry. I took that a little bit too far. But I felt, you guys fired me without fucking warning. So, yeah. I thought I'd let you know about the time that fucking Paul decided to friend me on Instagram and try to start talking to me too. Go ahead, deny it, Paul. My team can look it up if you'd like. Anyways, karma's a bitch. And for every little motherfucker that did me wrong, I know some of you haven't been mentioned yet. But you will be. You will be. Yeah. Life is great when you get to be real. It's unfortunate that I was this big asshole. Well, because all these men and women were. So if you're gonna call me a hoe, take a good look in the mirror first. Oh, and by the way, for all you stupid fucks, I want to say that, oh, drug addicts look awful. Well, do y'all remember Shelby? The beautiful blonde. Looked like a Barbie doll. She passed away a couple years ago from a heroin overdose. Well, she looked like a fucking Barbie. So how was drugs making people look bad? People that look bad on drugs are people that don't get up and shower and take care of themselves every day. Which, hey, I'll admit when I'm fucking using, I chill out in my fucking room. Do me. But if I gotta go somewhere, I'm gonna make myself look nice. Unfortunately, the stigmatism that comes with people that do drugs is they have to hide because it was deemed illegal. So yeah, they're gonna hide. When alcohol was in the prohibition stage or however that fucking goes, people didn't drink in public either. So we're not hiding with our addiction. We're told to hide with it. So that's why we don't work. Also, because if we go to work high, they might know it. We might get fired. So why bother? Anyways, I have to say that, yeah, of course, I want to come off of it because when I am coming down, it's the worst feeling ever. But doing it has been one of the best fucking moves of my life. So I guess I kind of owe Patrick Mate a little bit of a thank you for slipping it to me. But I can say that drugs affect everybody differently, just like over-the-counter drugs do. Like some people will take Cymbalta and get high blood pressure, diarrhea, gaining weight, loss of appetite, loss of sexual hunger. And other people can take Cymbalta and fucking be turned on like nobody's fucking business. So, and then we have Mike, who goes and snorts a line of fucking cocaine. And he's got a hard on for 3 days. So, I don't know. I know I'm fucking up everybody's game here by calling doctors out, by calling cops out, judges, lawyers, everybody out. Fucking be real. Be real for once in your fucking life. I mean, is that why you all hate me? Because you envy the fact that I can be real? And sure, some of you are going to be like, wow, she's a dumb fucking crackhead. You only wish you could do crack and talk about it. And I do believe everybody will truly start being real after this. There's not been a guest that's come on my show. that I haven't thrown some crazy ass bizarre question at them. And because I'm being so real with them, they turn around and tell me about their bizarre shit. I forget her name. But while we were up in California and I had a girl on my show, forget her name. While I was interviewing with Melinda Malvo's. And she was so prim and proper and classy. And I asked her what her go-to porn was. She didn't want to answer at first. And she didn't really have like a real fetish. She just slowly kind of admitted, "Oh, I got my toys," and loves playing with her toys. It may not have been that big of a shock or jock moment for her, or for me, I should say, but for her, that was something very private to her. And she felt good expressing that on a live taping. Anyways, I know my brain's gonna come up with 9 million other fucking things to talk about. Who knows, maybe I'll get some rest, come back on. I don't know. Maybe I'll get woke up by the man of my dreams, Ace Michaels, and I'll be hauled away today. I don't know. Maybe I'll retire and never see the public again. I mean, a lot of you haven't seen me as it is, and don't question it. Anyways, I'm gonna end this on a note of for the people who I care most about in my life, which are my babies, Allie, Ethan, Richie. I pray that you are all safe. I have thought about you guys every day. I think about you when I wake up. I think about you when I lie down. I think about you through this investigation. You guys have been what has motivated me to do everything that I'm doing. God forbid anything has happened to you. God forbid for their sake. Ace, no matter what doubts I may have from time to time, in my heart of hearts, I know you've risked so much to protect me and to protect your children. I haven't cried in a while. Seeing tonight what the nation has fucking done on my behalf, I've got no words. None. And I also have to say, for the entire world, to keep my name in your mouth, yet out of your mouth, for my protection and my children's protection, my husband's protection and his children's protection, bravo fucking low. For me saying that nobody can keep their mouth shut, you guys definitely kept me out of the loop as far as what was going on. And I know you all did it for a reason, for the protection of the main people that were immediate threats. Thank you. With that being said, you guys, I'm out for now. Have an amazing fucking day. And let's see. I think it's Monday, so I think that means we have a house meeting. I'm not gonna go to it. They can go fuck themselves. We brought bots here to do chores. You're not supposed to leave them for the whores. I'm not, you guys.